A bipartisan group in Congress from the Philadelphia region is pushing back against a GOP-led effort to overhaul the nation's student loan programs. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports.
After abandoning plans to end the tax deduction for student loans, Republicans in the House are moving forward with a highly partisan proposal that would revamp the federal government's student loan programs. It's dubbed the PROSPER Act, and it's intended to make student loan programs more simple by consolidating some confusing government loan programs, while also removing some regulations. But the GOP bill also does away with the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program that was set up a decade ago and wipes out college debt for public servants after they put in 10 years on the job. Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick from Bucks County opposes that move by his party.
I think that would be ill-advised. It would send the wrong message. We need to be doing the opposite. We need to encourage kids to go into those professions.
Fitzpatrick not only opposes that provision, he's also pushing a bill to strengthen the program that pays off the debt of public workers, while also closing a loophole that has made some public workers think they were enrolled in the program while they weren't.
Now more than ever, we need people entering the public service professions. We need school teachers, we need social workers, people in the military. We do need to encourage our students to enter those professions, and the only way we can encourage that is give them assistance with their loan repayment. It's really important. I think it's a great investment in our country.
But Fitzpatrick does like some portions of the GOP bill to change the Higher Education Act. He says it's important that the legislation promotes job training and apprenticeship programs.
It's incredibly important. In fact, that's the biggest piece to this puzzle. We have over 6 million unfilled jobs in this country due to, in large part, to the skills gap.
In the past couple weeks, Fitzpatrick visited a sheet metal factory in South Philadelphia. He wants to encourage job training that's a good-paying alternative to college.
These kids are starting at 18, 19 years old. They're engaging in a five-year apprenticeship program. They're making about $70,000 in the apprenticeship program. After they graduate, they're making six figures with no college debt at all. And the worst situation we can put our kids in is have them graduate with mountains of debt and bleak job opportunities. That's a terrible way for them to start their life.
The proposal Fitzpatrick is floating is also supported by Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle, who's still paying off his student loans.
One of the members of Congress who is still paying off his own student loans and will be for another approximately 15 years, we have the highest amount of student loan debt in the history of our country. It now dwarfs all other sort of personal debt.
Boyle doesn't like other provisions in the new GOP bill, like how it helps out for-profit colleges that have been accused of saddling students with tens of thousands of dollars in debt without training them for real jobs. He also says it makes no sense to take away the incentive for bright students to enter public service.
The focus should be on how do we reduce that debt? How do we make college more affordable? Instead, Republican leadership has actually come up with a bill that would take a bad situation and make it worse. I don't think anyone believes that those who are in public service, whether they're teachers or firefighters or whatever capacity they may be serving, I don't think anyone thinks that they're being paid too much.
The GOP bill also eliminates the federal program that offers grants to undergraduate and graduate students who agree to teach in areas of national need, such as science and math. Boyle says it's a lose-lose for the state, where great math and science teachers are needed, but debt-burdened graduates are forced to seek out other lucrative jobs.
Specifically in Pennsylvania, we have more student loan debt than any other state in the country. So Pennsylvania actually is more at risk to this legislation than any other state. We also happen to have some high-caliber but very expensive colleges and universities. They, too, will suffer as a result of this legislation.
Republican Congressman Ryan Costello represents parts of several counties west of Philadelphia. He's also a sponsor of the effort to protect and beef up the public service loan forgiveness law.
It's important because we need people who go to college, who incur debt, and are still willing to go into the types of careers that don't compensate you the same way that, you know, careers in the private sector do.
Costello says the bipartisan coalition of Pennsylvania lawmakers will be pushing this proposal intensely in the new year.
We're looking into next year for something, I think, on this to happen. And so everything right now is tax, tax, tax.
A number of academic institutions and higher education associations oppose the Republican House bill, so they're looking to a bipartisan effort in the Senate to materialize. It's not clear if the bipartisan bill supported by lawmakers from the Philadelphia region will attract enough support to compete with the main bill. WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.